State Senator Pat Gallivan joining us live this morning. Pat, good morning. You're introducing legislation today on the Child Victims Act, measures to strengthen it and protect whistleblowers. What are you hoping to see?
Yeah, well, good morning, Susan and Brian. We know that many people are concerned about child sexual abuse, and I think all of us share the concern about doing something about it, putting an end to it, and holding perpetrators accountable. So I'm proposing a three-part bill that deals with the statute of limitations, where we would eliminate the statute of limitations in criminal matters in cases like this, extend the civil statute of limitations up to age 50. It would include mandatory reporting, adding members of the clergy to the list of people that must report child abuse to OCFS or to law enforcement authorities. And then finally, and I think this is something that would encourage agencies to act properly and empower employees, provide whistleblower protection for employees of not-for-profits in cases like this.
How does what you're proposing differ from that Child Victims Act we saw in the last session?
The statute of limitation components, the civil and the criminal statute of limitation extensions, are essentially the same thing. But what my bill does not address is the so-called 12-month look-back, where anybody would be able to, where an alleged victim would be able to sue any time in a 12-month period for anything that happened back in history. And the reason for that is I think we need to be prudent right now and wait. We've seen the Attorney General announce an investigation of the 8 dioceses in the state of New York. I think it's a very appropriate investigation, and we just don't know the extent of what we had, and I think we should wait till the investigation is completed, determine the extent of the problem, and the individuals who may deserve reparations, but deal with it at that appropriate time. I think it's just premature to be dealing with what we don't know yet.
We heard earlier this morning from Tim Kennedy, who joined us and kind of made it seem like that look-back window was essential to have for not only himself, but maybe other state senators. Is it going to be hard to pass a bill that doesn't include that?
This bill, or a version of the particular bill, the Child Victims Act, has been around about 10 years. So it's been a difficult bill to get passed. But I think what has changed, a number of things have changed in this case. Where we are right now, most significantly, though, I think, is the announcement by the Attorney General of an investigation statewide, looking at all of the dioceses. So that's something that we didn't have before. We know that there's going to be an investigation. We know if there's information that hasn't been released yet, it will ultimately be released, and then we'll understand the extent of the people who have been victimized in the past, and we would best deal with it at that time, I think.
Now, as a Republican, Pat, you're going to be in the minority in January. Does that hurt the bill's chances?
Well, we are going to see a change in the Senate, in the leadership. I would certainly hope that that the new leadership looks at all of the issues statewide and hears the voices of all the representatives who are representing our citizens. I'll continue to stand up for what's right. I'll continue to stand up for our community and do my best to impress upon the new leadership that we need to pay attention to all of the state and be open-minded on any particular issue, just do what's best.
Hey, looking around with this new majority in the state Senate in Albany, are there things that might have been on the table before that you're looking at now and saying, this will have a harder time passing after Election Day?
I still remain concerned about best addressing school safety. And we ran into opposition last year when we were trying to address a number of different components, including funding for additional school resource officers and additional mental health resources. It may or may not be more difficult now, but if it's an important issue, the obligation of all of us upstate, even those, including those in the minority party, are to bring up things that are important to our constituents and try to influence public policy.
Senator, we're glad you could join us this morning. Thank you. And I know you're having a late morning news conference on this. That's State Senator Patrick Gallivan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.